In Canada, research shows that 16% of women and 11% of men experience depression at some point in their lives. Consequently, you may find yourself concerned about a family or friend's mental and emotional well-being. In this article, we'll discuss how to recognize depression and how to be supportive to someone who's depressed. Pamela Zucker, a registered psychotherapist at Focus Mental Wellness, explains, clinical depression is diagnosed by a psychiatrist, family doctor, or psychologist. However, Canadians should have the information needed to support a loved one who's experiencing depression. While the signs and symptoms of depression vary from person to person, here are some common signs of depression to look out for. Feeling sad or down most days. Lack of interest in activities typically enjoyed. Decreased energy or fatigue. Feelings of worthlessness. Difficulty focusing. Lack of motivation. Using substances to cope with their feelings and withdrawing from family and friends. Realizing that a loved one may be experiencing depression can leave us wondering, how do I help? For starters, learning about depression could help you understand what your loved one is going through. It can be helpful knowing that it's not something that they can control with willpower. You just can't snap out of depression. When someone is struggling with depression, they often feel like they are the problem. The reality is, depression is not a personal failing. It's an illness that can affect anyone. It's also important to know that the contributing factors for depression can vary from financial challenges to personal loss, brain chemistry, and even hormonal changes. Additionally, don't underestimate the power of your presence. Just reaching out through text, a phone call, or a visit to check in with them are great ways to show them they are cared for and loved. Another important way you can help is by offering a safe, non-judgmental space for your loved one to share what they've been feeling and experiencing. You can open up the conversation by highlighting your observations and then inviting them to share. For example, you could say, "I noticed that you haven't been answering my phone calls lately. I'm concerned about you. How have you been?" Or, "During our last conversations, I've noticed that you've been sad and down. Do you want to talk about it?" It may be tempting to cheer up your loved one or offer advice, but at this stage, it's important to simply listen and acknowledge their feelings. Pamela Zucker notes, "It's important to be understanding and reassuring, as depression can distort an individual's perception of themselves, the world, and others. They may feel hopeless." So while you may not agree with the views being shared by your loved one, refrain from saying things like, "But you have a lot of good things going on for you right now," or "But you haven't made." Rather than creating hope, these statements can be viewed as dismissive and invalidating. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. So instead, you may want to validate their feelings by saying, "These thoughts and feelings are difficult to have, and I'm sorry you've been hurting in this way. I'm here, and I would like to help in any way that I can." Depression can also make daily life difficult and tiring, both mentally and physically. Often this leads to struggling with routine parts of their daily lives that you might be able to help with. Don't be afraid to ask if there's anything you can do to help. Offering specific suggestions of things you could do to support them may also help. It could allow your friend or loved one to feel more comfortable and reassured that they're not burdening you. Christina Ramden, a registered psychotherapist at Focus Mental Wellness, says, "If a loved one is struggling, try asking how you can specifically help them if they're in a rough patch. For example, if they're finding it hard to make meals and eat regularly, ask, 'Would you like me to bring over your favorite dish? I made extra and would like to pop by.' As opposed to, 'Let me know if you need anything.' You can also offer to pick up groceries, prepare a meal, or tackle some housework. Remember, when offering to help, your friend or loved one may not feel comfortable with your offers of assistance, so don't force your offer of help on them. Let them know that you're willing to help them. Another way you can help them is connecting them with a trained health professional who is knowledgeable in treating depression. Traditionally, the first step in receiving treatment for depression is visiting a doctor. Seeking help from a family doctor allows individuals with depression to talk about options, including different types of therapy and medication. In recent years, new online services have emerged that allow people to seek therapy for depression on their own. The process can be as simple as submitting an online form and allowing services like Focus Mental Wellness to help them select their ideal licensed therapist. Registered social worker at Focus, Milana Urbanchek, says a support plan can be created for your loved one. She explains, "A support plan can be shared with a person's circle of care or a support network. It can outline what it looks like when they're struggling, what's helpful, and what's not helpful in a time of crisis. It can include coping strategies, support people, and outside resources to access when they're struggling." As Ms. Urbanchek highlights, it's not uncommon for individuals struggling with depression to experience a crisis. Check in with your loved one for signs of a crisis, like suicidal ideation, as when left untreated, depression can lead to suicidal thoughts and planning, but there are ways you can help. If your friend or loved one is talking about suicide, let them know you care and offer to connect them with a professional trained in suicide prevention. You can also assist them in calling Crisis Services Canada at 1-833-456-4566 or their local crisis center. Keep in mind, supporting a loved one with depression can potentially take a toll on your own mental and emotional well-being. It's critical for you to take care of yourself and set boundaries. It's very important to take care of yourself because it'll ensure you're on top of your wellness so you can support your loved one, says Ms. Urbanchek. Ultimately, your ability to help diminishes if you are not in a good place. Remember, it is completely okay to take a break from the situation to take care of yourself if it's taking a toll. Lastly, remember that people can recover from depression. Reassuringly, Pamela Zucker highlights, with time and treatment, people do feel better again, and your loved one can too. This article was written by Sean King and Darlene Cyrus Blaze, narrated by Greg Rennie, and sponsored by Focus Mental Wellness. Focus Mental Wellness helps Canadians connect with licensed therapists online across Canada. Focus can help you if you're experiencing stress, anxiety, depression, or other mental health issues. Book an appointment today. Live better with Focus.